This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, gas prices soar to record highs as Americans feel the squeeze from inflation. What President Biden says he will do to relieve the pain hitting your wallet.
I'm taking inflation very seriously, and it's my top domestic priority.
President Biden blames the pandemic and the war in Ukraine for inflation. Tonight, his warning. New stunning details in that Alabama jailbreak. Tonight, the guns, the cash, the disguises, and what the suspects were allegedly planning to do if police caught them before they crashed. The new intelligence. Why the U.S. is warning Russia is preparing for a long fight in Ukraine. Baby formula shortage, the empty store shelves as parents desperately look to feed their children. America's fentanyl crisis. We go inside a DEA lab with the head of the agency to find out where the deadly synthetic drug comes from and how easy it is for teens to buy pills. You're saying that teens can get these drugs just as easy as they can order something through Uber Eats?
There's no question.
American innovation, how UV light could protect against the next pandemic. And finally, a World War II veteran lost to history, finally getting a hero's goodbye.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Tuesday night. Tonight, President Biden is fighting back against criticism that his administration is not doing enough to fight inflation as Americans struggle with rising prices on everything from groceries to diapers. Few items are taking a bigger bite out of the family budget than record-high gas prices. The national average for regular gas hit an all-time high today at $4.37 a gallon. And while gas prices are up, stocks have been down. The Dow finished in the red for the fourth straight day, ending the session at its lowest point in over a year. All three indexes are down more than double digits on the year, with the Nasdaq off more than 24%. With rising prices hurting your wallet and stocks hitting your 401k, inflation is taking center stage 6 months ahead of the midterms. We have a lot of news to get to tonight, and CBS's Ed O'Keefe is going to start us off from the White House. Good evening, Ed.
Good evening, Nora. The president today put much of the blame for inflation on the pandemic and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And as voters are holding the president accountable, he says it's time for Republicans to help come up with a plan.
With gas prices spiking again, President Biden argued he's doing everything he can to ease the pain for consumers.
I'm taking inflation very seriously, and it's my top domestic priority.
His comments came as gas prices hit a new record high, jumping 17 cents in a week, causing sticker shock nationwide.
I'd say it affecting me every day.
I do have to budget a little bit differently just for gas.
I know you got to be frustrated. I know. I can taste it.
The president pointed to what he's already done to bring down gas prices, releasing millions of barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and allowing the sale of cheaper, higher emission gas this summer.
I think our policies help, not hurt.
But Americans don't agree. Less than a third approve of how he's handling inflation. And many are trying to adjust to higher costs, like Martha Razzo, who sells wooden pallets in the Chicago area.
I used to get lumber for like 75 cents. Now it's $1.60. It more than doubled. So that is a big hit.
Razzo says inflation has cost her $250,000 in profits and stifled growth.
I cannot be hiring more people, unfortunately, because I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to afford them.
Republicans, who haven't offered a formal plan of their own to fight inflation, place all the blame on the president.
Joe Biden gave a talk this morning, blamed everybody else on inflation.
He has been incapable of dealing with the crippling inflation that Americans are living with.
With soaring prices threatening Democrats' chances this fall, Mr. Biden is drawing sharper contrasts with Republicans and tying them closer to former President Donald Trump.
MAGA Republicans are counting on you to be as frustrated by the pace of progress so they can enact their extreme agenda.
Tonight, one option the president says he's considering to lower prices, ending tariffs on imported Chinese goods that were put in place by former President Trump. This is another monthly inflation report. Tomorrow could show a big rise in prices. Nora.
Ed O'Keefe at the White House, thank you. We're learning more tonight about life on the run for that fugitive couple from Alabama, their arsenal of weapons, cash and wigs, and their alleged plan if they got cornered by police. Here's Chris Davis of our CBS Nashville affiliate, WTVF.
Tonight, just released police body cam footage shows the moment Casey White is taken into custody, ending a nationwide manhunt. This video shows the chaotic moment authorities in Indiana caught Casey and Vicky White after a brief chase ended with their getaway car flipped on its side.
We've got the case solved. We've got a person deceased. We have another person in custody headed back to Alabama.
Investigators believe Vicky White shot herself as officers closed in.
We could hear her on the line saying she had her finger on the trigger. Shot victim. Female is still armed.
When Casey White surrendered, he told officers, "Please help my wife." There is no confirmation the couple had gotten married. Authorities say if officials hadn't rammed the getaway car into a ditch, the standoff could have ended very differently.
We later found out, had they not done that, the fugitive was going to engage in a shootout with law enforcement.
Inside the car, police found at least four handguns, an AR-15, and about $29,000 in cash. The couple had been hiding out in Indiana for a week. The owner of the nearby car wash spotted Casey White on a surveillance video. The nationwide manhunt started back on April 29th and nearly 300 miles away at a prison in Lauderdale County, Alabama. Investigators believe Vicky White was the mastermind behind the escape.
It's kind of shocking that somebody would do that, but, you know, they're humans, make mistakes.
Authorities say this surveillance video shows the moment she led Casey White, who was serving a 75-year sentence for murder, to her patrol car outside the prison before they made their escape. Now, Casey White has waived his right to an extradition hearing located here in Indiana and will now be taken back to Alabama. But so far, there is no word yet on when that will happen. Nora?
Chris Davis, thank you so much. We turn now to the war in Ukraine. The director of national intelligence said today that Vladimir Putin is preparing for a prolonged conflict in Ukraine with goals beyond the Donbass region. Meanwhile, Russian missiles struck the port city of Odessa in an effort to disrupt supply lines and those Western weapons shipments. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports tonight from the front lines in eastern Ukraine.
Multiple missiles once again pounded the port city of Odessa, widening the war in an apparent attempt to disrupt supply lines of Western weapons. Russian troops are now trying to punch through Ukrainian defenses, battering frontline towns such as Lyman, Lysychansk, and Popasna in the aim of advancing to the strategic cities of Kramatorsk and Slovyansk. Their capture, critical to Moscow's stated objective of encircling tens of thousands of Ukrainian troops and taking over the Donbass region, which has made the cities the target of Russian bombardment. A Russian missile struck this train station in Kramatorsk last month, killing at least 57 people as they tried to flee. The heavily fortified cities are surrounded by concentric circles of protective measures and a vast network of forces and fortifications within. This fighting position is right in the city center of Slovyansk. It's basic, but it's effective. And the point is, these defensive trenches are dug in everywhere. Senior Lieutenant Mikula told us if the Russians were to make it this far, they would face guerrilla warfare from every angle. Why has it been so difficult for the Russian military to advance? Because their motivation is just cold-blooded, he said. Ours is our land and everything that we save, love, and respect here, vowing to fight the Russians until the last drop of blood. Ukrainian military officials say they've lost one of the small towns we mentioned in our report just east of here. They say the next Russian objective
is right here, the town of Bakhmut. Nora?
Charlie Daggett there on the front. Thank you. Back here at home, celebrity chef Mario Batali was found not guilty today of indecent assault and battery for allegedly touching and kissing a woman without her consent in 2017. The former Food Network personality faced up to 2.5 years in prison and would have been required to register as a sex offender if convicted. The Boston judge who handed down the verdict said the accuser had credibility issues. Now to the nationwide infant formula shortage. Tonight, the FDA says it is working to increase imports and ease the review process to add more supply. Five states, including Texas and Tennessee, have less than 50% of formula available. And with supplies running low in 25 other states and here in D.C., the dwindling supply has many parents worried. We get more now from CBS's Janet Chamlian.
Empty shelves across the country, and some retailers are limiting purchases to prevent hoarding. Baby formula last November was 11% out of stock nationwide. Then it got worse, 31% by early April, and most recently, jumping to 40%.
Oh, I know.
Taylor Miller can't allow even a drop of formula to go to waste.
So you're rationing formula?
Rationing formula. Yeah. Never did I think I would ever be rationing formula.
It's okay, baby.
The Katy, Texas mom now feeds daughter Magnolia 2 ounces every 2 hours instead of 4 ounces every four. In hopes of avoiding leftovers, she might have to throw out because it's spoiled.
Or literally waste a whole tank of gas in a day trying to find formula and maybe only find one can.
Miller hasn't found even that for weeks. It is down to a 2-week supply.
Our biggest fear is that parents dilute the formula, and this is a big no-no. So diluted formula, it gives too little calories.
A February recall by manufacturer Abbott Laboratories contributed to the shortage, but experts say supply chain issues and inflation were factors well before then.
We completely most of the milk.
Taylor and her sister, who also has an infant, are used to hearing that. Increasingly desperate, they've asked others for help.
There's family in Louisiana. I had some friends in Georgia and Tennessee look. We have family in Delaware. I mean, literally coast to coast, and nobody has found anything.
Many parents have turned to social media groups and online marketplaces to now try to buy their formula there. Taylor told us there is nothing more stressful than being down to just a couple of cans and not knowing where the next one will come from. Nora?
So stressful. Janet Chamlian, thank you. We want to turn now to America's overdose crisis and what's considered by the DEA to be the primary drug threat facing this country, fentanyl. The leading cause of death for Americans between 18 and 45 isn't COVID, it's not car accidents, it's fentanyl overdoses. And the threat for teens is even more concerning. On this first ever National Fentanyl Awareness Day, we talk exclusively with DEA Chief Ann Milgram about how the agency is zeroing in on where the killer drug is coming from. It's stunning to think that more than 3/4 of all teen overdose deaths last year involved fentanyl.
It's stunning. We worry a lot about teens and young adults for a variety of reasons. One, social media. We know that these fake counterfeit prescription pills are widely available on social media. If your child is on TikTok or Snapchat or Instagram or Facebook, drug dealers can access them there, and that it's almost like Uber Eats being able right now in America to get a fake pill delivered to your doorstep.
You're saying that teens can get these drugs just as easy as they can order something through Uber Eats?
There's no question. By and large, they're not going out looking for fentanyl. They're looking for a Xanax or an Adderall or an Oxy, thinking that they're going to get a prescription pill. They're not thinking at all that they're going to get a pill that contains fentanyl, where just 2 milligrams of fentanyl is a lethal dose.
Administrator Milgram took us inside one of the DEA labs analyzing the killer concoction.
We even have young people who take half a pill like this and die from it.
You just need a very, very small amount of fentanyl to cause great harm.
Yes, the amount that could be on the tip of a pencil is enough to kill someone.
The DEA is now trying to prevent fentanyl from being made, focusing on the ingredients.
Just as you couldn't have an explosive bomb without explosives, you can't have a chemical drug without chemicals.
And so Administrator Milgram told us the materials are made in China, shipped to Mexican cartels before getting to the border. CBS News has learned the DEA seized 2,100 pounds of precursor chemicals. That's enough to make a billion potentially lethal doses.
That's a huge seizure, up to a billion doses that you wiped off the street. But how many got through?
This is what we worry about. And that's part of why we are so focused right now on stopping the chemicals coming out of the Chinese chemical companies.
China's to blame.
Chinese chemical companies are the largest producer right now of the precursor chemicals that are being used to make fentanyl. There's a relationship between these Chinese chemical companies and the criminal cartels in Mexico.
Republicans say it's President Joe Biden's border policy is the reason we have a drug crisis in America.
I think it's important to talk about the border, and I can say with 100% assurance that the criminal drug cartels in Mexico will stop at nothing to get fentanyl into the United States. The second piece, which I think is really important, is that if we wait until the drugs get to the border, it is too late.
Nearly 107,000 Americans died from drug overdoses in a year, and two-thirds of them were from fentanyl. So many of you have reached out about this and know how important this story is, so we will continue our reporting.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes, but let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
COVID cases are on the rise across the country, with 24 states reporting an increase in hospitalizations. Some new technology could add another layer of protection against the next pandemic. CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John LaPook takes a look in our series, American Innovation.
So you plug it into the wall, it transforms.
Researchers like Don Milton are exploring a new way of using ultraviolet light to make indoor air safer.
It's been known for 80 years or so that ultraviolet light can kill bacteria and inactivate viruses in the air so that they're no longer infectious.
Conventional UVC light has been used extensively in places like hospitals, homeless shelters, and prisons. But that conventional UV light can harm the skin and eyes, so should not be shined directly at people. A shorter wavelength called far UVC can't get past the top layers of the skin or the tear layer of the cornea.
Behind me over here is one of these new fixtures. This is a portable version that was developed initially for the Pentagon.
Milton envisions using devices like that, or ones mounted in ceilings and pointed downwards.
We could be putting these into places where people gather and reducing the ability of the virus to transmit in these congregate settings.
They're already being used in some restaurants, airports, and buses. The CDC told CBS News that recent research on far UVC has been promising, but more research is needed. The FDA says long-term safety data is lacking.
Do you think it's ready for prime time right now, or does further work need to be done first?
I'm a scientist, and there's always another question I want to answer. But I think the risks are minimal, and the advantages of this technology are huge. And so we need to begin using it some more.
Promising technology for this and future pandemics. Dr. John LaPook, CBS News, New York.
We need these kind of smart solutions. When World War II veteran Eugene Dednam died at the age of 100 with no surviving family members, few people knew about his heroics during the war. Few knew about his six campaigns, including Normandy. Well, not anymore. Here's CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Today, a crowd of strangers honored Army veteran Eugene Dednam.
One of Eugene's requests when he passed was to be buried in his military uniform.
A uniform that waited in his closet for 77 years. Dednam served in a segregated military during World War II.
Our father.
But his service was all but forgotten at the time of his death.
Well, I wanted to make sure that he had a proper send-off.
Seated next to the war hero's casket was his neighbor, Deshaun Hicks. The two had a 10-year bond.
He was like a grandfather to me. He always talked to me about goodwill, good intent, having compassion for others.
He had just turned 100 years old.
Yes. When he turned 100 years old, I was there to knock on his door and say, congratulations, you did it. And he would laugh and grin.
Despite being a quiet man, Hicks says Dedham played jazz music loudly every Sunday.
I think he wanted the world to know that he served and how much an ordinary person can make such a big difference.
Eugene Dedham, an extraordinary life. Nikki Batiste, CBS News, Paramus, New Jersey.
May he rest in peace. On tomorrow's CBS Evening News, we'll take a look at how the supply chain slowdown is costing you money. That is tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell here in our nation's capital. Good night.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.